Welcome back to the Midday Show. This is a oh, I'm very excited because I get to talk to Adele Calcavecchio. Did I get
Right.
the did I? Oh, good.
Yes, you
Okay.
did. Good for you.
Appreciate that, Adele. She is president of Performing Arts of Woodstock, and they have a new production. It just recently started. It's called The Flick, and it's a Pulitzer Prize winning play. It is going to be continuing to be performed for several more weekends, the 23rd through the 25th again, and then on the 30th through June 1st. Performances are on Fridays and Saturdays are at 7 o'clock in the evening. On Sundays, it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The production, The Flick, is written by an Annie Baker, who anybody in theater knows about, of course, and probably a lot of people who just like going to theater. And it is directed by Kelly Wyant. So I got that out of the way. But and I even kind of have some idea about Adele about the play, but because I tried to do a little research. But why don't you, since you're here with me,
Yes,
tell our audience
well, I
about
was.
the flick and why it's been such a huge success, and because I can imagine that plays into why you selected it. But go ahead.
Well, there are lots of aspects of the flick that I could begin with. First of all, and I imagine a lot of people in the audience remember going to movies and calling them the flicks back in the day. This is the name of a movie house that shows only 35 millimeter films in their aging house, where sometimes the tile falls out of the ceiling. But the people there are devoted to movies, old movies. They play games as they mop up after a show. The characters are the projectionist,
The projections.
and that part is played by a woman. Her name is Rose in the play. And she is the object of interest to the two men who spend their days mopping up the popcorn and the leftover soda and somebody's lettuce sandwich and so forth, and trying to entertain themselves in basically miserable jobs, you know? And they get into discussing their lives, of course, and they take peeks at each other's lives, which produces problems. I have a statement here by Taylor Steward, the woman who plays Rose, and I
She,
think
the woman who plays her in the
the
Woodstock
flick.
production.
Yes, in the Woodstock production. And I thought it would be interesting to read part of it to you and to your audience. She says, "The best way I have to describe the flick is, quotes, human, so very, very human. The characters in this small, intimate cast navigate workplace dynamics, friendship, lovesickness, and mental health, while the anchor of their lives is being threatened, that theater. It's being threatened by the digital oncoming,
Right, the oncoming wave of
onslaught,
streaming
right, I'd
services, et
say.
cetera.
Right. And we see them sweeping up popcorn day in and day out and can't help but measure the averageness of their lives against the larger than life screen that looms over their day to day with stories so much more exciting than their own. Isn't she a wonderful writer? What dreams do these characters project onto their blank screen before them? Will they get what they want, or is it just stuff you see in the movies? And there are a lot of laughs. There are a lot of poignant moments. I was watching a movie last night, streaming here at home, and I was struck by how much there are pauses and silences in movies, much more so than we are accustomed to seeing on stage. This one has pauses too, where people are sweeping up and suddenly something strikes them, they say it. And then the guy listening says, doesn't say anything for a second or two, and then responds. It's very lifelike, you know, and it's beautifully choreographed by the director, Shelley Wyant. We have the stage filled with theater seats, and the people watching the show are watching from the floor in front of the stage filled with theater seats. And the actors move around these theater seats as they speak and interact. It's really fascinating. I do need to correct you on one thing, Adam.
Please do. Oh, please
Yeah,
feel free. My ego is not so great that I can't be corrected even.
it's a small matter, but the second weekend that we're talking about begins the 29th, 30th, and I
Oh,
said the 30th, the
thank
29th,
you.
30th, and 30, and June 1st. June has only
That's very
2 days.
important, actually. So what? Let's say it again. And by the way, I'm speaking with Adele Calcavecchio, who is
Yes.
president of Performing Arts of Woodstock, and she's also the producer of the flick. And it is going to take place at it's a perfect time to correct the record. The weekend of May 23rd through the 25th, May
Yes.
29th through June 1st, and that's it. So there aren't that many performances left.
No,
Well,
there
get
are,
your
we
tickets.
usually do nine at a time, 3 weekends, and
Right.
we have 1 week
I like that.
already.
Makes
And
sense.
the first performance, we had a standing ovation at the end.
I know. Congratulations on
Pretty
that. I mean,
impressive.
obviously, what's, you know, I mean, I was going to mention also the website, performingartsofwoodstock.org, where people can purchase tickets. Obviously, it's a big deal to win a Pulitzer Prize, so they tell me. And I
Yeah.
can only imagine, as you were saying before, that it's a very human story with poignancy and laughs. And
Yeah.
there has to be some real significant depth to it. It obviously had an
Yes.
impact when it hit the stage originally.
Right.
And it seems like you've got the three great actors playing these ushers slash
Oh.
projectionists. Can you mention them?
Oh, absolutely. I just mentioned Taylor. Taylor Stewart is a young
Wrote that
woman who's
what
won.
message, right?
Right, and she plays Rose, and Wallace Norman is a super experienced actor with Equity and SAG-AFTRA, and he's multi-talented, and he's got his own theater company, which did many new plays and clown stories and so forth. That's called the Woodstock Fringe, and they just finished doing Greater Tuna with one of our fine actors, David Smilo. That was back in September. And then we have a new actor named Shaq Sinclair, who is just blossoming like a rose and playing a very painfully conflicted character who rises to his own strengths within the play.
Nice.
So it's really powerful as well. And there's injustice in this play that's touched on, and perspectives that you see from people who aren't ordinarily pictured on stage. The poorly paid, poorly respected members of society. And it's full of
Not the most
heart.
glamorous, right?
No, absolutely not.
But very human indeed, right?
Yes, and warning, it's definitely for adults and people who are used to hearing modern slang, let's say.
I can read between the lines,
Yeah,
and it
good,
will
good.
be. And the show is at the Mezcal. Correct me if I'm mispronouncing.
Yeah. Mescal
Hornbeck
Hornbeck.
Community Center at 56 Rock City Road, right in the heart of Woodstock. And I have a final question for you, Adele, and that is, you've been doing theater, sounds like, for a while, involved in this company for a while. But the question is, do you still walk away from these plays a changed person? Are you still growing? Are you still affected by live theater in the way maybe you were years earlier?
That is a marvelous question. I'm not used to thinking about it
Well,
specifically, but absolutely true. Every one of these plays that we have, and we're in our 61st season, is meant to be thoughtful, challenging. It's not a typical theater company that reworks musicals and things that people are used to seeing in summer theater. It's a year-round project. We have three productions a year, plus readings and so forth. And we like to think that everything that we do helps us and helps the community around us to think and enjoy.
the play's called The Flick, and it's at the Performing Arts of Woodstock at the Mescal Hornbeck's Community Center in Woodstock. coming this weekend and next weekend. Go to performingartsofwoodstock.org for the full schedule, for tickets, and for more. Thank you, Adele, so much for coming on. Let's keep going. Let's keep going, you know.
Yes,
If you want
yes.
to, I'd love to have you back and talk to you more about future productions if you're
Well,
inclined to.
I can insert a couple things here if you have some time, Adam. In June, we're going to have a reading of a spoof of Spoon River Anthology, but it's geared to Woodstock, and so it's called Woodspoon Apology. And it's by our Woodstock satirist Mikhail Horowitz, and it will have 8 or 10 people in it. I don't remember anymore, but we're all playing 4 or 5 characters. It, as anybody who knows about Spoon River Anthology, is about people in a cemetery telling about their lives from
Oh, and
the
you're perfect because you're right by all the cemetery right there.
We
You're,
are. We're right
yeah.
next door to the Woodstock Cemetery and
I
around the
know.
corner from
I
the
know.
Woodstock Artist Cemetery.
Right. No, I know exactly where you are.
And in the fall, if we have our schedule set for next year, and we're beginning with a play called An American Daughter, which is by Wendy Wasserstein, and it's going
Sure.
to be, we choose really strong plays.
Thank you for sharing all that. I really appreciate it. And I got to come see the flick. I think I have to come to
Oh, I
grab.
loved it. I'd
Yeah.
love to see you there.
Thank
That would be
you.
terrific.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar. You remember the Kinks?
Sure, by name anyway.
Sure. Well, they have a song called Celluloid Heroes. Why
Oh,
don't we
yeah. Bye.
we'll play that song as we say goodbye for the moment.
Okay,
All
thank you.
right. Thank you, Adele. 98.1 KZE.